من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمدٍ وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath, and we should never die except in a state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, state of submission to our Lord, to our Maker. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send prayers and blessings upon our Habib, our Rasul, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala abidika wa habibika Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Couple of years ago, I sent a survey to American Muslims. I actually was targeting, you know, young Muslims, and I asked very simple questions, two questions. If you are considering marriage, why do you want to marry? What is the reason? And then the second question was, if you are married, then why is it that you're still thriving through this marriage, trying to make things work through this marriage? Why is it that you're still married? Two things. First, if you want to consider marriage, why do you want to consider marriage? What is the reason? What is the motive? And the second question was, if you are married, what is keeping you in this relationship? Now, as I was going through the responses this morning, I figured that, subhanAllah, the challenges that Muslims face is still very valid until today. I mean, we're not talking about a long time ago, we're talking about a couple of years ago. But it looks like this is one of the most challenges, one of the challenges that's really threatening the Muslim community in the West, and specifically in America. One of the issues that we really need to give a lot of attention into it. This is one of the biggest threats to the Muslim community. Marriage. There is a big problem there. Big problem to pursue marriage. That's one aspect. Finding the right spouse is very challenging. Very challenging. And then getting married and keeping this marriage, especially in the first 5 years, is very challenging. The divorce rate is actually increasing in the first 5 years of marriage. So obviously, there is a real issue right here that we want to address. We cannot be silent about it. We have to talk about it. We have no other alternatives, no other options but to talk about it and to address it and to have conversations about it. And subhanAllah, I summarized 5 points because I know, due to the limitations of the khutbah, limitations of the time of the khutbah, I only want to cover 5 points, and I will go through it really quickly, maybe 2 minutes for each point, inshallah ta'ala. So again, the question, why do you want to marry? And I got good responses, actually. Some of these responses were talking about iffah, chastity. Some said, you know, I want to marry because I want a companionship. Some others said, well, we actually want to explore the world, we want to have good time. And subhanAllah, these are good answers. But there is one answer that I was looking for that I didn't get. Why do you want to marry? There has to be something higher than this. A reason that's a little higher, or not a little, much. Obviously, we want to protect ourselves from the fitan, sure. We want to, you know, protect our faith through lowering our gaze and having a halal alternative, That's obviously something that's very noble, and it's rooted in our Sharia. But there has to be something that's higher than that. And that is, subhanAllah, just looking at Prophet Zakariyyah, alayhi salam. He was making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he said, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. He's identifying the ultimate goal of marriage. He said, I want an offspring. I want to build a family. And I want children that they can come and they can continue my legacy. Once I go to my grave, I want children that they can actually benefit me in my grave. We all know the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said three things. The only three things that can benefit me and you in our graves. One of them is, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَكَ. A righteous child that can make dua for you after you pass. This idea of legacy, by the way, is not only an Islamic concept. Obviously, it's also, you know, a Western concept, secular concept. It's to actually have somebody who can, you know, continue my legacy. But there is a difference, and I will highlight this. But just like, it is definitely a secular concept. I mean, you know, LeBron James is a great basketball player, and now he's investing in his son. Him along his son are going to play in the NBA for the very first time. It's exciting. Has his own son wants to actually, you know, continue his legacy because he wants to be remembered once he passes, which is good. But there is a little tweak when it comes to Muslims, when it comes to believers. We want the same concept, but for a higher purpose than this. We want Jannah, and we want to go on the Day of Judgment. And we want the Prophet ﷺ to boost all of us in front of all nations, because he said it. تَزَوَّجُوا فَإِنِّي مُبَاهِمْ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Get married, have children, because I want on the Day of Judgment to be proud of you in front of everybody. I want to boost you in front of everybody, in front of all other nations. You are a unique nation. So yes, we are worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal throughout this marriage relationship. I want us to look at marriage from this lens. Obviously, there are many dunyawi gains from getting married and protecting yourself, but there's something higher than that. And subhanAllah, that really highlights the message of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because when he came, he said, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All of my dunya and all of my akhirah and all of my prayers and all of my fasting should evolve around faith, should be driven from faith. Faith is our anchors, our motive, our main motive to get married. That should be the case. That's number one. Now, number two, common mistakes we make before marriage. We think marriage is going to fix my personal problems, my personal issues. I'm dealing with a couple of issues, and I think once I get married, those problems will vanish. I'm gonna be good. I'm struggling with depression or anxiety, and I'm struggling with, you know, my financial state, and struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. And I think by getting married, all of these problems will disappear. That's one of the common misunderstanding of marriage. And subhanAllah, if you think about it, the ulama and the scholars actually said that marriage, the ruling of marriage could be haram, could be prohibited, and it could be obligatory, and it could be disliked. How so? Well, Imam Abu Hanifa has identified this. He said, if you are not fit to be a spouse, and you are going to leave harm more than benefit, and you're not ready for marriage, then it's haram to get married. You're not ready financially. You're not ready spiritually, emotionally, mentally. You're not ready. And you think by getting married, my iman is going to, you know, it's going to rise, and my financial state will magically be much better, and my emotional state will be fixed, and everything is going to be perfect once I just make that step. Well, that's not how it works. The advice that Imam Abu Hanifa said is highlighting this concept of doing, assessing yourself first before getting into that commitment. Am I ready really for marriage? And please, we don't want to use any religious, any Islamic, you know, Islamic dalils to tweak some texts just to make ourselves feel better, even though we know for a fact that we're not even ready for it. I have no financial plans to get married. I have absolutely no desire to put efforts even to get actually, you know, financially stable. I know for a fact that I'm not even looking for jobs. I'm not ready. And then I say, well, Allahu al-Razzaq. Allah is the one who provides. Then I will just tawakkal ala Allah, and I will put my trust in Allah, and I will get married. Well, tawakkul Allah comes with your plans, with your efforts. Tawakkul Allah does not come to you if you are not looking for it, meaning you're taking all of the means. You're getting ready, and I'm talking here specifically to men. We need to be actually up to the bar. We're getting married. We need to be responsible, and we need to have a plan. By the way, al-qawama is a privilege. Al-qawama, when it comes to this concept of qawama, you are the leader of the house. It comes for a reason, because you as a man should take ownership over this. You work, and you have a solid plan, financial plan, and then now you actually get that privilege. You cannot go to a relationship and you're absolutely not ready for it. Now, again, this is really interesting because this is a very common mistake that we make before marriage. Is this idea of, well, I am getting older and I want to marry. Two things happen here. Either I want to rush the process, I have this pressure from home, from society, and I want to make sure that I just get married, and I make that decision, this emotional decision, and I commit myself to a long-term commitment. I'm under a lot of influence. I'm getting older. First and foremost, we want to know why you got old, you got to that age and you didn't make a decision yet to marry. But regardless of this, now we're at a position where there is a pressure. Okay? Now, should I just marry for the sake of marriage? Or should I wait until I actually found the right spouse? Well, to just summarize this, marry in the right time. When is the right time? When you're emotionally ready, spiritually ready, financially ready, mentally ready, and you find the right spouse, five things. It means that maybe we shouldn't delay marriage for education. If I know that this is my right time to marry and I'm ready, I'm financially ready, I'm emotionally ready, I'm spiritually ready, and there is a potential good spouse, why would I delay this for a career or education? One of the common mistakes we see. And then we come at the age of 35, age of 40, and then we're stuck. I focused so much on my career. I focused so much on my education. And now I don't think that's actually the right time for me to marry. Well, I would say the following. When it comes to prioritizing education over marriage, I would say the following. As long as you are ready for marriage, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and you are in a position where you found the right spouse, marry. And if you want to continue and get high degrees, that's completely fine if it's suited with your marriage life now. I should not delay marriage for that reason. We can do it together. You grow with your spouse. You pursue a degree or you pursue a career while you're married. The common mistake is to do what? To pause marriage and to pursue my education. I'm putting this on the side I want to get a goal here. My goal is to get that degree or to get that position in corporate. I just want to make that amount of money. I want to be independent. That's my goal. I will push marriage to the side. What happens is the reality will punch you in the face. You will be in a position where, yes, you gained some education. Yes, you gained a good position, but now time has passed. Time has passed. What we need to do, we need to align these two things. I'm getting married, and I have certain educational goals and career goals. I will get married, and I will see if that is suitable for my family now. It's going to help my family. The circumstances are allowing me to do so. Bismillah, do it. If now I marry and I realize that I have other priorities, then I will focus on other priorities. The last point, for the sake of the time, SubhanAllah, one of the common mistakes that we have, especially before marriage, is that I would say the following. Please involve your parents in the process from the get-go when it comes to marriage. Please, for God's sake, involve your parents from the beginning. Why do I say this? A, because emotions will not be a crucial factor in your decision making. Your walay or your parents will think logically about this relationship that you're committing to yourself to. Many, many, many relationships actually failed in the stage where they're actually delaying this idea of involving our parents yet. In this process, many relationships failed. Why? Because if I'm a man and I'm able to actually hang out with you, date you, you know, go outside, and there is absolutely no responsibility on my shoulder because no parents are involved, then why would I actually, you know, be as serious as I should be? Involving parents gives you that sense of seriousness. And at the same time, one of the really benefits of involving parents from the get-go is that you will see how this family looks like, how your future in-laws look like. You're now in direct communication with your in-laws, your potential in-laws. Now, if there are good people that I want to associate myself with, then bismillah. It gives you that clarity from the beginning. What's happening is either one of two things, either lack of seriousness, because my parents are not involved whatsoever, or something even more dangerous is that I already built an attachment with this girl or this man. I already have built an attachment. Even though I have many red flags in this relationship, even though now, since I get to know his family is terrible. I don't want to be associated with this family. But you know what? It's too late. I'm already attached to that person. And what we do at this point is that we overlook these real issues because I am emotionally attached. And what happens after marriage is that after a couple of months or 1 year, 2 years, you will wake up with the reality that you got to marry the wrong person. And now you will face the consequences. Now you will face the consequences. Just to summarize this. Number one, know, have higher purpose why you want to marry. Consider this form of ta'ah, form of worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, make sure you marry for the right reason. Make sure that you have the right reason and make sure that you actually are not involving in a relationship that you logically believe that it's not going to work. Number three, make sure that you marry in the right time. Nothing should make you delay your marriage. Nothing. If you are ready for it, and we have said what are the things that we need to actually make sure that we have before marriage, if you are ready for it, nothing should make you delay it. Nor education, career, a family member, nothing should make you delay that marriage. And especially if you already found the right spouse. And the last point, We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless our young people, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and to bless them with successful marriages, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us among those who will find comfort and tranquility and serene in our relationships, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us among those who will marry and establish La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah on this earth, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم احفظ أهلنا في فلسطين احفظهم يا رب العالمين احفظهم بحفظك وكرمك ورعايتك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيم الصلاة.
Brothers, please move in.